Welcome back, everyone. Bez Hashem can do Shmir Salosh and Shin number 194 in Perik Yud of Shara Tevuna, where the Chavetz Chaim is imploring us to have bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bitchu ba'Hashem adiyat ki biko Hashem tzorei lomim. Says the Navi Yishai in Perik Chavav, Pasuk Dalet, trust in Hashem forever and ever. Bitchu ba'Hashem adiyat. Ki biko Hashem tzorei lomim. Hashem is the creator, the one forms all the worlds. The Chavetz Chaim gives a beautiful mashal, illustrating the importance, the logical understanding of why a person would trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe lemad davar doima. And the Chavetz Chaim, in his beauty of bringing Mishalim, he starts with a king. A king who has hundreds and hundreds of countries. He is such a powerful, mighty king. V'niges malchus b'rayiv oiz v'hodor, and he gives to all of the hundreds and hundreds of countries that he has, all those subjects that he has, all the people, all the food and covet and honor and glory they need. He takes care of everyone. And he has all the money and wealth to feed all of his countries. All of the hundreds and the hundreds of countries. But as life goes on, you have a few people who have some issues with the king, and they start rebelling against the king. The king finds out about this. He squashes their plans. And they take these mordim, the rebellious group, to be judged by the king's judges. During this time, the king wants to relax a little, calm down from what just happened, and he takes a stroll. He walks in his beautiful vineyard, in his garden. While he's walking, he hears a sound of this unbelievable, sweet, beautiful voice of a bird. And he's looking and looking, where is this bird? And he gets closer and closer. And not only is the bird's voice so beautifully sweet, but its appearance is just remarkably gorgeous. And the king says he needs to have this bird in his chambers so he can benefit from the beauty of this bird, from the sound that emanates from this bird. And he instructed one of his servants to capture the bird and to bring it to his chambers. And kachava, and that's what happened. While the servant is bringing this bird into the chambers, a sochel, a fool, a tipish, says to the bird, you know, did you hear? There were a few people who rebelled against the king. You think the king's going to have enough food to feed you? With this rebellious type of people in his country? This is what the sochel, the fool, the tipish says to the bird. Vayan eved hamelech elo vayoymar. The servant of the king answers the fool, and he says, Hoy sochel pesi, you foolish, silly man. B'chi melech shu moishol al kamo meyos medinois v'oitzrois rabbois b'lishir. A king is such a powerful king that we're discussing here, who rules over hundreds and hundreds of countries. It's tarech ha'oif. Shenena hamelech mitar v'samech v'tzivtzof ni'imus koiloi. Lidoi gal eze gargere tevua shetzarech siloi dei supukai. Does a small bird whose beauty the king desires and appreciates, and whose sweet songs bring joy to the king, does that bird need to worry about a few kernels to feed the bird? That you have to tell the bird, oh, you know, there were some rebellious people. You might not get your kernels anymore. Why? Because in a small little Jacobville is somewhere out there. You have two or three people rebelling against the king. This is the mashal. Rabbi Yisai. We'll continue Mitzvah next time with the Nimshal. I think we could already understand the Nimshal. But let's just think about it ourselves first. We get nervous, and I'm talking to myself as well. I'm the same Nisayin as everyone else. What's going to be with Parnassah? What's going to be with this? What's going to be with that? And we forget sometimes. We forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our loving Father. He doesn't have the kernels for us. We have to put in our effort, the proper shtadlus. Of course, davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bitochen. Trusting in Hashem. Bitchu b'Hashem adiyad. Ki b'ko Hashem surlam. Trust in Hashem forever and ever. And after that, forever and ever. Ki b'ko Hashem surlam. Hashem is the one who forms all the worlds. Is he not going to have enough for us? Mitzvah Hashem, next time continue with the Nimshal to this beautiful Mashal.